Senior Story, A Brave Victory. Chapter 7, Be a Beast. As Ari lay in bed, waiting for Mom to come say goodnight, she prayed for Keen's fears. God, help Keen to think about you tonight. Chase all those monster pictures out of his mind and show him that you are bigger than his fears. Amen. When she opened her eyes, a moonbeam was shining through her window onto a poster of Olympic champion Gabby Douglas, illuminating her quote. Always be courageous and strong, and don't fear. You've got to be confident when you're competing. You've got to be a beast. I give myself a pep talk and visualize the routine. I tell myself, I can do this. Let's go. Look, Mom. Ari pointed to the moonbeam as she entered her room. I was just praying that God would help Keen with his fears, and when I opened my eyes... She stopped, mid-sentence. Suddenly, she burst into tears as she realized that she, too, needed to know that God was bigger than her own fear, the fear of failing. I want so much to be strong and courageous, but I'm too afraid. I fail every time. Mom pulled her close and spoke gently but firmly. Ari, this is what the Bible says. God is able to do much more than we ask or think through his power working in us. When Gabby said, you've got to be a beast, maybe she was thinking of herself as a grizzly bear. Grizzly bears get irritated very quickly and attack any animal that seems like a threat. Many people believe a grizzly can beat any animal in a fight. Fear is the threat. If not immediately dealt with, it becomes a vicious enemy that consumes you. A brave grizzly will immediately attack any threat. Courage isn't something you feel. It's an inner strength you grow by training your mind to recognize threats that can stop you from reaching a goal. Courage gives you the strength to act bravely when you need to, even if you feel afraid, because you want to reach that goal so badly. You attack fear in your mind first, then you can act bravely like the grizzly. Believe you can overcome fear, Ari, because God's immense power is in you.